My question is regarding drugs. The topic of my question is for today's youth. When a person starts taking drugs, he gets addicted to them. A very big issue nowadays is the excessive usage of drugs amongst the youth of today. You can get a gist of it from the fact that, according to one report, there is a country in which around 60,000 people have been killed in the last 10 years due to terrorism. But in the same country, the number of deaths caused by drugs is found to be 4 times higher every year. According to another special report, 7.6 million people use drugs in Pakistan. 78% of them are men and 22% are women. The surprising thing is that out of these 7.6 million people, most of them are under the age of 24. My question in the court of Amir Ahl Sunnat is, how can we raise the awareness of this epidemic amongst our youth that is leading them towards destruction?
Drug addicts do take drugs. And many other ways have also been invented for intoxication besides alcohol. Other intoxicants like heroin, cannabis, ganja, opium, etc. are also used for intoxication. This indeed is destructive. And you've just heard that due to intoxicants and due to heavily using these intoxicants, people also lose their lives. Various kinds of diseases also spread due to it. So a person faces hardships in this world as well as puts his hereafter at risk too. Alcohol is extremely evil. One shall stay miles away from it. Don't even go close to it. And one shouldn't even think about drinking alcohol. Some people perhaps try it just as a fantasy. And this way, it's possible that they become used to it. To refrain from alcohol, one should be aware of its harms. And secondly, one shall also contemplate upon its prohibitions and punishments specified by the blessed Sharia. As alcohol is haram and an action that leads towards the hellfire, it's impure like urine, just referring to it to make you understand. It's najasat-e-ghaliza. That's how worse it is. And if anyone drinks only one drop of urine, then it's obviously haram. And similarly, if someone consumes one drop of alcohol, that's also haram. Some people think that it will only become haram when we become intoxicated. Now we're used to it, so we don't get intoxicated. So whether you get intoxicated or not, consuming even one drop of alcohol will make you a sinner. It's haram. It's impure. Alcohol creates grudges, enmity and malice among each other, and stops one from the remembrance of Allah Almighty. This content is from the Holy Quran, and every intoxicant is alcohol, and every alcohol is haram. The one who squeezes out wine, and the one for whom it is squeezed out. The one who drinks it, and the one who gives him to drink it. The one who brings it, and the one for whom it is brought. The one who sells it, and the one who buys it. And those who earn profit from it have all been cursed by Allah Almighty. Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, smash wine onto the wall because it is the beverage, i.e. the drink of that person who does not believe in Allah Almighty and the Day of Judgment. When a drunkard consumes alcohol, he does not remain a believer at that time. Alcohol is the biggest of the sins and root of all the evils. A drunkard person leaves his salah and at times he even commits adultery with his own mother or his maternal or paternal aunt. Alcohol destroys the moral conduct of a person as well as leave a very strong impact of it on the society. Due to alcohol, crime rate increases to a great extent. A drunkard cannot differentiate between good and bad. Drunkard parents have negative impact on their children. Alcohol affects the intellect of a person Anyways, alcohol is very bad and its punishment in the grave is very severe. It's stated in Sharh al-Sudur, a drunkard person's face in the grave turns away from the Qibla. Two snakes are appointed on him in the grave who keep eating his flesh by peeling it off. Another narration states that a drunkard will come on the day of judgment in such a state that his face will be black. His tongue will be hanging onto his chest. His saliva would be flowing. And everyone looking at him will hate him. According to another narration, a drunkard will be made to hang on the gallows of fire. When he is thirsty, at times, he'll be made to drink the smelly perspiration and at times, hot boiling water. To eat, there would be thorny trees. Due to wearing shoes of fire in feet, the brain will start boiling up to the extent that the brain will flow through the nose and ears. A drunkard will be the neighbor of Fir'aun and Haman in the hell. Oh, those Muslims who drink alcohol, this is not your beverage. It's not the drink of a Muslim. It's not something to be consumed by a Muslim. You should repent from it. The door of repentance is open. Make a true and sincere repentance today that now we won't even go near alcohol. So don't touch alcohol at all. Neither consume heroin and nor cannabis. Don't consume opium either. In fact, do not consume any intoxicant. May Allah grant steadfastness upon repentance. If anyone amongst mu'takifin is also used to any of these intoxicants, he should also repent. If there's anyone such amongst viewers as well, should also repent. Make repentance. Mercy of Allah is immense. Or else, punishment in the grave will be immense. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. It is requested in the court of Amir Ahl Sunnah that you've just given the persuasion regarding repenting from intoxicants. In this relation, someone has sent us a message through an image that us two Islamic brothers have come and sat itikaf for the entire month. Both of us used to consume the intoxicants such as heroin, cannabis, etc. However, now we've made a firm intention that we abandon all the intoxicants. We repent sincerely from it. Moreover, they've also requested you to pray for their steadfastness. MashaAllah, may Allah Almighty accept your repentance. You see, they're amongst mu'takifeen. May Allah accept their repentance and grant steadfastness over it. Be mindful that nafs and shaitan will now entice you immensely. To remain protected from them, you'll need to change your gathering. Because at times, one has such a friend circle where intoxicants are consumed. So such people should be told that we have left everything and now repented. Isolate yourself from them. It's important to stay far away from them. Adopting and staying in their company is very dangerous. Otherwise, there will be a great risk of you falling in the same activities again. So change the gathering. Now your gathering should be with the devotees of Rasul, with the devotees of Ramadan, with the brothers of Dawat-e-Islami.